AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. Manchester United 0, Everton 1. I mean, where do you even start with that? I tell you what, where you start with it. I told you so. I don't like saying it. I bloody told you so. And so did all of you. The positive toxicity prats need to just wake the fuck up, because there is a huge problem at this football. I'd rather have the cast of Strictly Come Dancing playing tonight for Man United. At least they got a bit of rhythm and they turn up every Saturday night. I mean, I'd rather have the bloody... scrub that. I'd rather have the cast of Pornhub. At least they know where the goal mouth is. I mean, the things I'd rather see playing for Man United tonight than that shower of shit is incredible. The list is long. The cast of Hollyoaks, you know, it's just the local pub team, absolutely shit. Everybody shit. Manager shit. And I think when you're looking for somebody to blame, I go back to what I always go back to, and I'm sure many of you are going to agree with me here. We can't play against a low block. Bruno Fernandes is not a captain and he's not a midfielder. Why are we playing three centre-backs for 90 minutes against 10 men? I mean, the list is going to be endless, and I'm sure you're going to have your own things to say. But ultimately, I've got to say, I think every United fan tonight, for once, is going to be on the same page. It's just what you write on that page, and it's going to be bad. Because when you break it down, this is a game you have to win. I go back to the preview, I go back to before the game. Everton at home, all due respect to Everton, and let me just pay a bit of respect to Everton, they deserve to win that game. They deserve, I mean, what would it have been if they'd have had 11 players? They might have beat us 4-0. That's the worst performance of the season by United. We're getting gradually worse. Forest in the second half, Spurs, and now this. Shite. You know, I didn't like the Forest and Spurs games, but people went, it's a good point. We won't. Can I just say this? I was so angry after Spurs. I was so angry after Forest. And I was here and people were going, yeah, but we'd have lost this game last season. This is a good point against Spurs because we'd have lost it last season. We beat Everton 4-0, you bloody idiots. We've just lost to them. So where's your, we're making improvements? Where's your, we're moving in the direction? Oh, it doesn't matter if we play badly because we're moving in the right direction. We ain't moving in the right direction. We're going back down again. People think we've hit the, people think the Europa League final was the lowest point. I always say we might not have hit the bottom of the barrel. And again, I'm not convinced that we have. We may end up having to sack another manager again. And will the next manager come in and keep the same shit? Because that's the problem here. I go back to that. It's always the same problem. We always ignore the previous manager's mistakes. Amorim has taken no notice of what Ten Hag did. And Ten Hag took no notice of what Ranić did. And we'll bring another manager in who goes, I'm not interested in what Amorim done. As I'm my own man. I've got my own ego. I've got my own ideas. I'm not. Everyone gets another chance. And this is the mistake we keep making. We never recruit a manager and ask them, have you looked at what Ranić said? Have you looked at what Ten Hag did? No, we don't. We get a manager who comes in and goes, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it like this. And you know what? My leadership team is going to be the leaders who fucked up the last manager. We need to bloody, you know, an Ineos are just the Glazers with strings on. Oh, yeah, end of the day, you know, 3 years, it's a long job, you know, it's the end of the day, you know. We're in it for the long run, you know. We want to build a stadium and get Coldplay here every year, and you know the Jaguar Ravens or whatever they're called. You know, we've got money to make. You know, get a new kit out, make it look like the one from the 90s. You know, we'll sell that off as well. You know, it's all about that. You know, get cinema. You know, champers. You know, and that's it. People start talking when we draw against Spurs and we're five games unbeaten. They start going, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm loving what Ineos are doing. Yeah, I'm loving what Ineos are doing. They finally get it. You know, we're heading in the right direction. Yeah, you know, we're fine. Yeah, give Casemiro a new contract. Keep Maguire. This Bruno hate, it's just an agenda. And you sit there as somebody that says, don't give Casemiro a new contract. Don't trust Ineos. Bruno doesn't play in the midfield, and you think, I will just wait. I will just wait to get proven right, because I will get proven right. As I said in the watch along, these fans that try and find the positives, I feel bad for them. They are the person who is in a relationship with somebody who keeps cheating on them and they keep taking them back. And you just pity them for going, this time it's going to be different. This time it's going to be different. No, no, no. They're literally out now on a dance floor in town, you know, having a good time, and you're not there, you know, and they're going to have an even better time because they're off with, home with somebody. It's just so naive. The problems with the club are the same problems we've had for years. The people at the top haven't got a bloody clue. The manager is locked in on his own vision and hasn't learnt anything from the previous manager. And the players are stealing a living. And we do have some positives. But I look at Mbeumo, I look at Cunha, I look at Lemens, and I look at De Ligt from last year and Mazraoui. And they just become the next Rashford, the next Garnacho, the next Pogba. The players that you think, oh, they could be really good. And they end up getting infected by that. I mean, look, what I'm trying to say is, how on earth do you put a performance in like that? That's the answer I can't give you. I can say I'm not surprised, but I cannot justify or understand how, after 2 weeks off, when you play on a Monday night and you know if you win, you are into the top five, potentially four, you've got a really good run of games, you're at Old Trafford, the Red Army's there with all the flags. It's a great atmosphere. The fans are behind you. Everybody's excited. Everything is there for you. And as they walk out, they all decide to go, nah, can't be arsed. Switch the switch off today. Maybe next week. And that's the thing. Like, you can lose a game of football and you can go, oh, the referee, or oh, we've hit the post, or oh, the Everton were better than us. They were better than us before the red card. They were better than us after the red card. It would have been criminal for us to get a draw. But the question has to be, why and how do you put in a performance like that? What is it? And that's the thing we shouldn't drop. You know, Amrin will probably come out and hopefully be quite honest. But why does that happen? And I tell you why. That's why I've put in the title, Sack Them All. Because they need sacking. They all need to go. On that performance, they all need to go because everybody's had a bad game. Everybody's had a bad game. So why? I'd be saying to De Ligt, our player of the season, why have you been dragged down to that level? I'd be saying to Mbeumo, why have you been dragged down to that level? You know, they're playing with 10 men and Deere and Grealish are hardly getting the ball. But when they get the ball, they're making things happen. Why is everybody getting dragged down to that level? What's going on? And you do, look, I don't want to individualize it. Somebody at halftime said Xerxes, Dorgu, Mazraoui were shit. And I said, well, they may be shit, but they're not any shitter than anybody else. But I can't individualize it, but we've got to talk about the manager. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of people saying Amrin out, and it's probably a little bit like Liverpool saying Slot out, but is it really the manager? The manager is responsible, but is it really the manager? Like, the manager could have given the best speech and the best tactics. They didn't turn up again. Like, they just didn't turn up. No player has grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck and said, we're playing shit, but I'm going to have a good performance. Like, no player played well. So yeah, the manager has to take responsibility, but so does the players. Like, You don't win that game even if Pep Guardiola's in charge or Arteta or Hansi Flick. You don't win that game when your players don't turn up, and they didn't turn up. So people might shout Amrin out, and that's up to you. But I also say, like, all right, let's sack Amrin tonight. Let's bring Glasner in. He's still working with that. That will still happen. This happened with Ollie at Goodison Park. We lost 4-0. This happened with Ten Hag. This happened with Ranić. This happened with Mourinho. This is happening with Amrin. That's the problem. The culture at the football club. This is not Manchester United. I said before the game, I long for the days of Beckham and Giggs and Scholes and a team that you're proud of. And they could lose a game, but you just go, well, you know, it's very rare and sometimes that happens. But we lose games like this. At halftime, I said it reminds me of Brentford. Brentford was abysmal. It was almost like, how are we doing that? That's the worst game. I mean, that's probably worse than the final against Spurs. Obviously, the final against Spurs was about the Europa League final. That you know what? Anybody who thinks we're better than last season, anybody who thinks we're on the way back, that's a massive kick in the nuts, because that's right up there with anything we've done in the last 10 years. That's one of the worst performances in the Premier League we've ever had. I know we've only lost 1-0, but the circumstances of it, we may as well have lost 7-0. Because we were 0-0 against 10 men and we didn't react. And then we've conceded and we still haven't reacted. It's what you call a lazy bastard result. It's an absolutely disgraceful performance. Every fan who's paid to go to that game should have their money back. That is a disgrace to Manchester United Football Club, that performance. And you know what? Nobody's going to come out and do that, but they're all on fucking social media when they get a fucking win, aren't they? They're all there doing all that. Well, I tell you what, lads, that's fucking abysmal. None of you get a pass. None of you get a pass. That's disgusting. Disgusting. And like, as I said, like, if you're in a relegation battle, you've got to beat Everton at home. If you're in a title race, you've got to beat Everton at home. If you're mid-table, you've got to beat Everton at home. All due respect to Everton, but you've got to win that game. I'm not saying you've got to win it playing well, but you've got to win the game. And I think that result today destroys anything. It destroys anything. The unbeaten run, the confidence that we might get top five. I am banning myself from doing score predictions. There is no point. Absolutely no point. There's no point predicting what United are going to do because you've got no idea. Nobody's got a clue. I don't know whether we're going to go to the Emirates and win or we're going to go to Burnley and get beat 4-0. I don't know. And that's the definition of inconsistency. And that's what light switches is. We're a light switch team and we deserve nothing out of that game today. I want to get into some of your comments and we will do player ratings. Remember, you can register for that. But there are some things I wanted to talk about. I mean, look, first of all, I'm going to defend Xerxes and Mainoo and Mazraoui to a certain extent. And I'm going to talk about the manager first. My issues with Amorim today are threefold. One, Xerxes is going to get pelters. If he'd had more minutes, I think he'd have scored one of those headers. He is rusty. He is not sharp. He looks like a guy who's playing in pre-season because he hasn't had any game time at all. And he looks rusty. And people are going to take a pop at him. But what you've got to realise, at the highest level of football, match sharpness matters. And he hasn't got any. So, you know, that's a problem. Also linked with Xerxes, we don't have anything. We don't have a striker in the entire squad, apart from Sesko. And that, to me, is incredible. And, like, Obi last season was on the bench because we didn't have anybody else. And today, on our bench, we have no striker. And on the pitch, we have no striker. So when Everton get a man sent off, we should really be putting a striker on. And we don't have a striker. How are we in this position where the only striker we've got is Sesko? How has that happened? And I know he said in his press conference, well, I can't keep Rasmus because he'd be sat on the bench. What are you talking about? It's a game of 90 minutes. You take your striker off after 70. If he's not playing well, you rotate it. To not have another striker in that entire squad today killed us, really. You know, if Harry Maguire had been fit, we'd have put him up front. Why have we not got a striker? So that's point one. Xerxes is not match fit and there is no striker. Point two, and this is the one that's going to sting the most. Amorim must stick with a 3-4-3. That's what he's all about. He must stick with a 3-4-3. But in certain circumstances, you have to abandon it. When the game throws a curveball, you don't stay with a 3-4-3. You can't play 90 minutes with Shaw, Yoro and De Ligt when they've had 70 minutes with 10 men. Like, literally, just put another man in the box. Like, it should have happened sooner. You don't have to be precious about your formation when you're playing against 10 men. It's a rarity. 10 men's a rarity, and fortune favours the brave. I mean, really, we should have just been playing three at the back. forget five. We should have gone three at the back. We should have gone like Shaw, De Ligt, Ahmad, and took Yoro and whoever else it was, Dalot off and put strikers on. But we didn't have anybody that could do that. So I think that, you know, he quite rightly is going to get pelters for that because he was so rigid with the three defenders. And look, they were pushing forward and De Ligt had a good chance at the end. But he's going to get, look, I can't protect Amorim. I don't even know if I want to, but he's going to get absolute pelters. But sorry, I've got I think I've got a little bit of a cold coming on and it's tickling my throat here. So let me just use this and it might just clear it up a little bit. And then the third thing I want to talk about is, you know, the perennial question is the midfield. Like, I don't know why people defend our midfield and I don't know why Amorim thinks it's sufficient. I don't know what the decision in the summer was, but it's not good enough. And the fact that he keeps Bruno Fernandes on the pitch in the midfield for 90 minutes again, I mean, James Garner may as well have been prime Toni Kroos. He made Casemiro and Bruno look shit for the whole entire 90 minutes. And I'm not saying James Garner should be back at Man United, but he made them look really bad. I mean, Bruno's at fault for the goal. He's at fault for the yellow card. He had a terrible performance. I mean, Bruno is a number 10. There was a couple of good shots. There was a couple of good crosses. But that's not what a midfielder is. That's what a number 10 is. As an actual midfielder, offered very little. As a captain, offered nothing. And look, I'm not saying that Bruno's not our best player. I still think he is a very important player for us. But Amorim's got locked in on this Bruno obsession and it's killing us. And the obsession is not actually Bruno's fault. Bruno Fernandes in the midfield is a problem. And when you're losing to Everton at Old Trafford over 90 minutes and Bruno's in the midfield against 10 men and he can't conduct a win, that's a big, 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 big hint to anybody that still thinks that can work, that it can't work. And many of us have been on side with that from months ago. But there are still a dwindling few that think that Casemiro and Bruno can work. And it can't work. It won't work. It can't work. And I'll tell you why it won't work as well in another way, is that we've played most of the game against a low block and we can't break it. We can't break it down because Casemiro and Bruno can't play against the low block. Casemiro and Bruno want to move the ball quickly for a counter. They can't play against the set system. Nobody can. We've not been able to do it for years. We don't know what to do against the low block. And it's hilarious to see United whipping some quite good crosses in, to be fair, but relentlessly for about 20 minutes, we're whipping crosses into the box and our 6'7" or 6'5" striker isn't there. You know, we're wicking, we're whacking crosses in and it's, we don't have players to get on the end of it. And I find it hilarious because I look at it and I go, Everton are funneling us down the wing. You know, they've got 10 men and they're funneling us down the wing and they're blocking off, trying to block off us playing through the middle. So we're going down there like gullible sheep and then we're putting these crosses in and you've got Michael Keane, you've got Tarkowski and you've got O'Brien who are all good in the air and we've got Xerxes. That's it. Xerxes is the only one who might get on the end of it. And he did a few times. And I'm like, the best two chances we had was Mbeumo and I think Mount had a chance as well, where we tried to play through them. And I'm like, Man City would play through this Everton team. Arsenal would play through this team. Lots of teams would play through this Everton team, but we keep trying to put crosses in. And I thought that's like the definition of cowardice. Like we've got no confidence to play through a low block. So we're actually just doing what Everton want. We're just whipping cross after cross after cross in. What we should be doing, and when you've got people like Bruno Fernandes, Xerxes, Mbeumo, Mount, Ahmad, Mainoo, we should be able to ping three or four passes quickly that we've worked on in training to get through a low press. Like the way you get through a low press is to move the ball quickly on the ground. You don't put crosses into the box because that's what they want. You've got to have people playing little passes, making clever movements, and we just can't do it. You just can't do it. And that becomes a massive problem for us as well. We become massively predictable. I mean, I can't believe that we haven't scored a goal at Old Trafford. I can't believe it. It's mad to me. LC says you need to understand that United are a mid-table club. Well, I want to go through your comments, but there was a couple of other things I wanted to say as well. Yeah, we spoke about Brentford. No striker, we spoke about composure. Yeah, composure is a big thing, and we just don't have it. But look, before I go into your comments, I think it's really important to just say that we're in a position here that we've been in many times before. And as much as I don't want to say I told you so, it has been quite nauseating after the last game against Spurs, where I said, I don't care. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm so fucking fed up today because we were lucky to get a draw against a shit Spurs side. And I had people going, you're too negative. You're too negative. You know, this is, you're just moaning for moaning's sake. We are improving. You know, this is better than last season. And look, the reason I said that against Spurs and the reason some other people said that after Spurs is because the warning was there. We played shit against Spurs for 45 minutes. We were dreadful. And Spurs aren't even that good. And the reason I was frustrated was because I felt against Spurs and Forest, if we played like we did against Brighton, we would have beat them both. But lo and behold, the fear comes back that we are just inconsistent. And against Forest and Spurs, we saw that inconsistency. We saw the ability to switch the switch and be shit. And that's what happened. And what we've seen today is the culmination of that, where we've been, you know, really, 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 really poor. So yeah, I'm devastated, really. And I think that unfortunately, we're back where we've been pretty much every couple of months for the last 10 years, where we're like, this is who we are. This is who we are. And I think the question has to be, how do you change this? You have to stick with Amorim. You have to hope that this Ineos bullshit is true. But I still say, and move on very quickly, the only way this football club gets back is with a hard reset. It has to change from the top and then clear out all the way through. We're not going anywhere relying on Luke Shaw, Casemiro, Bruno Fernandes as the leadership team. It's not going to work because those three players have had plenty of games like this. It's just not going to work. We're going to have more of these games. And the question is not what we do from here. It's when the next result like this happens. Will it be Palace? Will it be Wolves? Will it be West Ham? Will it be Bournemouth? You just don't know. You just don't know. And for people saying sack Amorim, I don't know what that does other than cost us 20 million quid. I don't know what that does. Amorim's clearly not a terrible coach. Amorim's clearly not incapable of playing a style of football that's nice to watch and winning games. But no manager is going to make these players play well because they are psychologically bottlers. They don't have it. So, you know, maybe sacking Amorim is the way to go, but I guarantee we'll be back here again because unless we have owners that are willing to tear it all down and rebuild it, which they're not, this current ownership are not willing to do that. That's why they're briefing Romano about renewing Casemiro. I mean, let's not forget, last 24 hours ago, the club are briefing that they want to keep Casemiro. And this is why you don't keep Casemiro, because this is why you don't keep Bruno. This is why you don't keep Luke Shaw. This is why you fucking rebuild. You rebuild the club. And they never do it, because it's always about this. This shows how inept the manager actually is, says Clinton. I mean, it's a huge embarrassment for Amorim. There's no, you're certainly not going to get me defending it. That's a huge embarrassment. I think if any of you had been managing, you'd have made different choices. So Amorim's going to get pelters. Of course he is. Absolutely. Really, we should be winning this game 3 or 4 nil and everyone should be talking about Idrissa Gueye. No one's really going to talk about that because Everton won anyway. There's something about this system that gets wrong players in wrong positions. Yoro spent so much time on the ball in key crossing positions, says Suraj. Brad says we missed Cunha. We needed someone who could carry the ball and play in tight spaces and would have had the passion to demand more from the others, says Brad. Yeah, maybe. But look, you know, are we really saying that we win the game with Cunha? I think that disrespects Everton. Should have sold Bruno and bought depth. Exactly. Give it to me. I completely agree. Why is it teams turn up after bad results, feel like playing well against us? Yes, we're lazy, careless and lackluster. The players say they care about the fans. Bollocks. We're being cheated, says Tom. We are exactly where we should be, 10th. That's about the position we'll finish season on. In quite a lot of these games, we get into the mental hole that the team don't seem to come off, says Sankey. And also, like, this is European week. We're not in Europe because we're shit. And we're still losing games. This shows how inept the manager is, says Clinton. We can't score against low block, unlike the top four teams, says Stephen. We can't keep going into every season needing seven players and only bringing in three, says Paul. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit, says NSP. Relax, still 7 points above bottom three, says Camille. Hi, Mark. I was at the game. Worst performance I've seen at Old Trafford. I'm utterly shocked. 4-hour drive for shit like this. Never in my life, says Neon. I mean, as I said, you should get your money back. Exact same team as last year, apart from Mbeumo, says Zemish. Mount is usually... Ruben's player selection is off. No Cunha and Sesko. Allows Bruno and Mbeumo as 10s. Aminu Casemiro midfield. Ahmad right wing back, number 9. But no 9, but Mount is usually backup. Clearly player performance is at fault as well, says Raj. Moyes, first win versus United at Old Trafford in 18 years, says Ryan. It's embarrassing. Mark, you need to understand United are a mid-table club, says LC. Erik ten Hag got sacked 1 year ago for being in 10th. A year later, we're in the exact same place. He got schooled by Ange, who is an atrocious manager. His biggest achievement has been leading us to 15th, says Default. Took my seven-year-old tonight. What a disgrace. Didn't look like scoring at any time. Bottle job, says Joe. These results are affecting my health. My chest is hurting. I've been waiting for 2 weeks for this. Unbelievable, says Yusuf. I think he's lost the players after tonight, says Inbred. I don't think he's lost the players. We've just been unbeaten for 5 games. I don't know what that's all about, to be honest with you. Any fans here have any hope for the rest of the season after this? Don't think we will achieve anything. We'll at best finish where we are currently, says GGMU. The annoying thing is that fifth place is there for the taking. Like, and we can't grab it. Fixed I've ever saw one. The red card was for plausibility. Can't convince me that professional players are so off their game, says Jerry. How do players wake up, see the table and decide not to show up? It's on them. From manager to the players, disgraceful. So much for a culture change, says Warra. Was Amrimat the game today? There's no excuse, says John. I'm sick to death of a captain that is more focused on crying, shouting at the ref, throwing his arms than leading our team and setting a good example, says Josh. It's Amrim versus his own fans. United fans are sad, says Pizza. Why no Obi on the bench? Great point, Quinster. If you're trying to establish a new culture, you can't have games like that without consequences for the team, especially the captain, says Marlowe. Yeah, but the thing is, you make a great point again, Marlowe. What he would do on Sunday is pick Casemiro and Bruno in the midfield again. A light switch again. Same every year, says Robert. This may be the game that ends the Amrim era, says R. Mendoza. I am shocked in relation to that. I think I'm going to have to take a bit of time on Amrim because I'm actually shocked. I didn't expect that result and I didn't expect us to be back here scrutinising Amrim, but we certainly are. This may be the game. I was mad at going to work and watching this game. Now I'm glad at work. Can't bloody count on them, says Desiree. We don't deserve Champions League football next season. Playing like this is happy life. Ahmad and Mbeumo go to the AFCON. No January additions. We're done, says Officer Inch. Yeah, and United are briefing that they might not do anything in January. Well done, lads. Amrim's Portuguese bias is killing us, says What's Up Sham. System's flawed. This experiment must stop, says Mitch Sanderson. Shaw, Casemiro and Bruno own over 800k a week and do nothing, says Cooper. Jinxed us last night on That's Football. We all said it, says X. I mean, I don't believe in Jinx. I ain't taking responsibility. Predicting Man United to win at home to Everton is not a fucking Jinx. I ain't taking responsibility for a bunch of millionaires who can't be arsed, mate. Come on. The standards at this club are disgusting. Real Madrid are about to sack Alonso and they're top of the league. Amrim has to go, says Jason. You keep saying he shouldn't have finished the game with 3 centre-backs. Who else was he to bring on? The bench was all defenders and as a kid without a debut. Well, that's on him, Aaron. That's on him. Why is Obi not on the bench? Why have we only got 2 fucking strikers? Why were you so determined to get rid of Rasmus when he didn't want to go? Rasmus was willing to stay and fight Sesko and Amrim said no. So, I'm sorry, mate. On that one, I can't defend Amrim for sticking 3 centre-backs on the team because he can't bring in a striker on. I know for a fact Rasmus would have stayed. We know Obi's there as well. That's on him. You know, if he's not thinking I might need a striker in this game, that's on him. Of course it is. This is just the same old Amrim, has no impact on the team. Six defensive players on the pitch, playing Bruno deep is a crime at this point, says Bradley. Allergic to top four FC, Ahmad with yet another shocker, been the same all season, says Michael. This is why Xerxes doesn't play, says Java. I feel sorry for Xerxes. I think the, you know, there is a case about lack of sharpness. Farrell says, I had to wake up at 4 a.m. from where I'm from to watch that shit. Throwing the game away, points down the drain. I'm worried about the good players losing the mindset. Are United out of the title race, says Harm? Well, we're never fucking in it, but if anyone thought we were. Tiki-taka doesn't work against the low block. You need direct, accurate long ball. McConnor, I think you need to learn about football, mate. You don't need direct long ball against a low block, mate. They're literally playing a low block. Why would you hit a long ball to their goalkeeper? You need to move the ball quickly on the ground. You need technical players. You need people making the right runs. You need to stretch the defence and create space. The worst thing to do against a low block is hit a long ball or put a cross in the box. Flushing crap down the toilet is more exciting than these frauds, says Zoko. I'm speechless. Says user HDHH, what should we expect when Cesco and Cunha are not there? I'm convinced Deitch will be a better coach, says John. I must say he will never be good enough, says GGMU. I have no words. Worst performance I've seen under Amrim, says Andy Cheatham. Quinster says I've had enough. Amrim has to go. We're trash. And not one good performance tonight. And Osman says, looks like the players are scared of success wherever an opportunity presents themselves. Oh, they'll blame it on the fans, mate. 100% will get the blame for this. This will be the fans. Too much pressure. What pressure? What pressure? Like, you didn't even fucking turn up. No one was booing you. The Stretford End's full of flags. What fucking pressure? The fans are behind you. You're just bottlers. Maynou for time was better than Casemiro, says Wilson. When is the manager going to start playing wingers as wing-backs, says Akshay. Amrim doesn't deserve this. He's a club where players have been awful for years, but sack Amrim, it makes no sense. I wouldn't sack Amrim, Pizza, but I don't know where we go from here. I've been saying this all season. Amrim is a fraud, says Dave the Brave. To play five at the back against 10 men at home is unforgivable. A serious club would get rid in the morning. Ah, that's not going to happen, Dave. Don't worry, guys. At least we're going to have a new stadium in years where we can perform like this time after time, says Mood Maniac. I don't know if you've noticed, but the players just want to leave. Players you want to leave, the same manager wants them to stay. You're sending your complaints to the wrong people, says Hayden. Well, they don't listen to the fans anyway. Gamer King of Kings has gifted five memberships. Formation is not the problem, but changing to four defenders against 10 men or not doing that is criminal, says Guy. The problem is we have zero out and out leaders, says Baby. Under 18 would have done better, says Jay Victor. And Marlowe says, I've supported United for 37 years and that is the worst game at Old Trafford ever. First time we lose against 10 men at Old Trafford, shameful, but I've warned you all for weeks. I mean, that's the thing, Marlowe, isn't it? It's how long we played against 10 men and the fact that it was 0-0 and the fact that they scored and the fact that we didn't. It was terrible. United says, don't jinx it. We never win games. You're confident to win. We only win when we think we'll lose. You should know this game is going to be when he pulled with the five defenders against Everton at home. Why is everyone looking surprised, says EG. Luke Shaw in every single game in the second half looks terrible. Andy, I agree. You said play 4-3-3 after their 10 men, but he stuck his way with more possession. Can you say Amrim out? He's rigid and has got no clue, says John. And I really don't think I'd be at this point, but he has to go, says Shane. That was clueless. Thank you very much. Okay, I mean, I have to do player ratings. Also, we've got the fan forum to do as well. So I'm wary we could just talk and talk and talk. I know Amrim is talking and I do want to see what he's got to say. I'll bring that in a minute, but let's just go. I mean, look, five. I like Lemens, but it's a five, isn't it? Yoro, five. Made a big mistake on the goal. Dalit, five. I'd give Dalit man of the match, but like, you know, does he want it? Luke Shaw, five. Mazraoui, probably a four. Casemiro, probably a 4.5. Bruno, three. Dorgu, four. Mbeumo, five. Ahmad, five. Xerxes, five. Mbeumo, five. Sorry, Maynou, five. Dalot, four. Mason Mount, five. Amrim, two. You know, and Dalit gets man of the match, which doesn't massively surprise me. I mean, just get it off. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I mean, I sort of agree with what a lot of you are saying in the sense that not one player's had an average game against Everton at home when they're playing against 10 men. I can't understand that. In the first 20 minutes, we didn't play very well. But when it goes to 10 men, I would expect performances to go up. You know, that's the thing I can't get my head around. Like, I've played the game. And when you're playing against 10 men, you know you're going to get more space. You can take a little bit more time on your passes. You know, you can be a little bit more adventurous in your runs because they're not going to attack as much. The fact that nobody improved their performance is incredible. I mean, look, most of you know football. Most of you played football. And most of you will know that when you play against 10 men, it means more time. It means you can take more risks. And it means that there's no excuse. Like, there's no excuse to have a bad game. And every single player has had a bad game. And that is, you know, incredible. And I think we are at that point now where we literally cannot predict Man United games. We can't do it. You need to stop saying Bruno is our best player. He's a joke. As a number 10 or as a pivot midfielder, he's a bad captain. I still think Mystify... I still think Mystify that it's... as a 10, he'd still be a good player for us. But honestly, where do you think we go from here, Mark? And that's the question, Roller. I'll be on the morning show at 10 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to say on the 10 o'clock show tomorrow. I might wake up tomorrow and say, I think Aaron's going to have to go. I might wake up tomorrow and say, nothing's ever going to change. What's the point? And I might wake up tomorrow and say, you know, that ownership thing from Dubai needs to happen. I don't know. I need to go and think, because this result shouldn't have happened. And it didn't even happen in a way where you can go, oh, we could have won it. We were fucking awful. And that, to me, when you're paying all that money, and forget the money, when you're wearing a Man United shirt and you perform like that, you know, the thing is, we get feedback from players and representative of players about, you know, you're too negative, this, that, and the other. And my answer is always, if you perform, you'll get the praise. And if you play shit, you won't. And I've got no sympathy with, I've got no loyalty to these players. You know, the Beckhams and the Giggs and the Scholes and the Cantonars and the Hugheses and the Irwins, they have loyalty. You have loyalty to those players because they've given it in a shirt. And they might have a bad game, but, you know, they've given it. I've got no loyalty to these players. I can't trust these players. I can't predict what these players are going to do. That is a horrible thing. It's like being in a marriage with somebody you don't trust. How can you be happy? How can you build for the future? I can't trust you. I don't trust these players. They are wearing the shirt of the club I love, but I do not trust them. I do not trust them. So I don't know where we go at the moment, Roller. I haven't seen United break down a low block comfortably in 10 years, says Simon. We're clueless. Vibe liked switch players. That gone down, that midfield just seems to be empty. And you know what, Neo? We do ourselves a misservice as fans because we've tried to pretend that billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe and billionaire Glazers know more than we do. And I genuinely don't think they do. I don't. I don't think Ruben Amorim came into this football club and studied the problems that that Erik ten Hag had. And I don't think Sir Jim Ratcliffe really is a lifelong Man United fan like you are. And we've spoken about the midfield. Casemiro doesn't have the legs and he's 34 in a couple of months. Bruno Fernandes is never a midfielder. And that's our starting midfield in the Premier League. In the Premier League, we're starting a midfield that doesn't work and every fan knows it. And yet we do it every week. You know, forget about Mainoo and Ugarte. Why is he picking Bruno and Casemiro as a midfield two week in, week out? It didn't work in the second half against Forest. It didn't work against Spurs and it didn't work today. It doesn't work. Anyway, this is what Amorim had to say, and then we'll get over to for the fan forum. Ruben Amorim on whether he's surprised by the result. Of course, but I said in many occasions that I understand we have a lot to do, but I'm frustrated with the way we played, especially at home, and understanding what happened this weekend with the other clubs, looking at the table and everyone falling, and the way we presented from the first minute is really frustrating. Really frustrated like any other person that supports Man United. The way we started the game, the way we didn't understand how we should play against 10 men. They deserve to win. Even suffering with 10 men, that is normal. We had a lot of chances, but the quality and decision-making was not there. The understanding of every situation of the game was not there, and the quality in the box and near the box. But the most important thing is the intensity. You can feel it right away when we start the game in the first minute. You can feel when we're at the top level of intensity, and we are not. And then when we are, we cannot win in this way. So basically what he's saying is, he says, we're not there. We're not even close to where we need to be to fight for the top places in the league. What he's basically saying is, these players have low IQ. And you have been saying that for ages. Low IQ players who don't know what to do against 10 men. That's what you got. That's what you've got. Anyway, let's go over to the fan forum. I'm sure they've got a lot to say. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Make sure you tune in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I will have my decision on where we go from here. But for now, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm shocked. I'm just utterly fed up. We are not. We might be out of Europe again next year. I mean, there's a very big chance we won't be. Get used to this shit. Get used to this shit, basically. Speak to you in a bit. You can put that in the live chat. Get used to this shit. Spam them with that. Take care.